You ever hear of the jazz playing man? The man with the cats who could swing with his band. He was born in 1899 in Washington, D.C. Born Edward Kennedy Ellington. But wherever young Edward went, he said, "Hey, call me Duke." Duke's name fit him rightly. He was a smooth-talking, slick-stepping, piano-playing kid, but his piano-playing wasn't always as breezy as his stride. When Duke's mother, Daisy, and his father, J.E., enrolled him in piano lessons, Duke didn't want to go. Baseball was Duke's idea of fun, but his parents had other notions for their child. Duke had to start with the piano basics, his fingers playing the same tired tune. One and two and one and two. Daisy and J.E. made Duke practice day after day. To Duke, one and two wasn't music. He called it an umpy-dum sound that was headed nowhere worth following. He quit his lessons and kissed the piano a fast goodbye. In 1939, Duke hired Billy Strayhorn, a musician who wrote songs. Billy became Duke's ace, his main man. Duke and Billy worked as a team. Together, they composed unforgettable music. Billy's song, "Take the A Train," was one of the greatest hits of 1941.